With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Christians around the world are celebrating Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, marking the beginning of Holy Week and the run-up to Easter Sunday a week from today. The holiday features the blessing of palm branches, processions, readings of the Passion, all symbolizing welcome of Jesus as King and his journey toward the crucifixion. China is pushing back against President Trump's tariffs, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Beijing has launched two investigations into U.S. trade practices just a few weeks before the president's scheduled visit to China. The Commerce Ministry said the new probes are a response to two investigations announced by the Trump administration against multiple countries, including China. Donald Trump will travel to China for a summit with President Xi Jinping in mid-May. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
This week brings a number of key economic reports, along with remarks by a handful of high-ranking Fed Reserve officials.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivers a speech Monday. He'll be followed over the next few days by remarks from the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Fed presidents. Federal Reserve Governor Michael Barr delivers remarks Tuesday and Wednesday. The ADP March jobs report is due Wednesday, followed by the government's March employment report on Friday. This week also brings updates on consumer confidence, home prices, and the trade deficit. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made unannounced visits to the United Arab Emirates and Qatar as Kiev seeks to use its drone expertise to help Gulf Arab states blunt Iran's attacks while the war in the Middle East rages on. Zelensky said Saturday that Ukraine had already signed 10-year security deals with Saudi Arabia and Qatar. This is SRN News. The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in the children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find them. In fact, moms and dads all across the country have been making this demand and in some cases filing lawsuits. Abortion questions will be before voters in at least three states in November. Missouri lawmakers are asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom that they put into the state constitution in 2024. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 2024, but needs voter approval a second time to take effect. A Virginia ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom, including access to contraception and abortion. This is SRN News. Ugly, cheap, and deadly. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports that the A-10 aircraft is proving itself all over again in the Red Sea.
Operation Epic Fury in the Red Sea is showcasing the A-10 Warthog's unmatched ability to deliver sustained, precision, close air support against fast, low-signature maritime threats. Despite calls to retire it in favor of newer fighters, the A-10's durability, cost-effectiveness, and persistent presence continues to fill a critical gap in U.S. combat capabilities.
The aircraft's survivability, operational reliability, and lower cost reinforces its unique value. Today is Sunday, March the 29th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. They include comedian Eric Idle, 83 years old. Former British Prime Minister John Major is also 83. This is SRN News.